It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Governor Tony Evers' new two-year budget blueprint calls for big changes to Wisconsin's prison system. Currently, more than 23,000 adults are incarcerated in the state.
Evers' half-billion-dollar plan would reorganize the state's prison system. At a press briefing, he said his plan would save money.
We'll save Wisconsin taxpayers about $1 billion right up front by not building a new facility that won't help us anytime soon because it won't be done for another decade.
But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss criticized the governor's proposed overhaul at a WISP politics forum on Tuesday.
He didn't really consult any Republicans, which I think was a mistake. We're going to get our own position in the right place first. Then I'm happy to engage Democrats and see if there's areas that we can find bipartisan consensus.
We're joined by two Republicans now. Senator Jesse James serves a district in the northwest part of the state, including Abbotsford and the Rice Lake area. He's vice chair of the Senate's Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. State Senator James, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. And Representative Dean Coffert is here, serves a district in the Fox Valley, including Nina and Menasha. Coffert is chair of the Assembly Committee on Corrections. Representative Coffert, welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Representative Coffert, let's start with you. As chair of the Assembly's Corrections Committee, we have heard Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that prison reform is on the table. What is your nine-member committee working on to change prisons in the state?
Well, last week I met with the secretary for the first time, and, you know, just for an overview and talk about the proposal, talk about a lot of things, but the proposal that the governor has put forward. The frustrating thing is, you know, and it hasn't changed since I left some years ago, you know, they don't consult us at all, and then they throw this out there, so we haven't had a chance to fully vet it yet. But the bottom line is, I think that Republicans, you know, are pretty much in agreement, at least the colleagues in my house that I talk to, that it's time that we pull the plug on Green Bay Correctional. And it's an outdated facility. The operating costs are, you know, huge. There's probably better ways to do this. It's a huge jigsaw puzzle, though, in order to get this done with transferring inmates, early release programs, all the pieces of the puzzle that are going to have to be gone through. And so our caucus is going to thoroughly go through this and look. The safety of our citizens throughout the state is still important. So we're not going to have a catch and release program where we just willy-nilly let people out of prison. But the fact is, we're expecting over 24,000 inmates by the end of this biennium, so something's got to be done.
So at a base level, though, you do support closing down the maximum security Green Bay Correctional Institution and moving inmates to other facilities.
Yeah, so far everything I've seen, and I plan on going up to visit it in the next 2 weeks, but you know, everything I hear and see and talk to my colleagues who've been working on this for some time is the fact that it's time that we close that. The village itself has, you know, ideas for redevelopment of that site. So, but in order to do this, a whole series of things has to happen. And the mm-hmm. governor knows how complicated that is because him and I have talked about it. But the fact is that the bottom line is, yeah, it's time to close that facility.
State Senator James, you serve as vice chair of the State Senate's Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. What corrections proposals, what talk is your committee doing at this time?
Well, we haven't had the initial talks, obviously, with this just recently coming out. We're taking a look at it. This obviously does have an impact on our side of the state with the transition of maximum security inmates coming to the Stanley prison. That's
yes.
a prison that I represent. So I did have the conversation with Secretary Hoy. He reached out to me on a Saturday and made me aware of what was going to be coming out, and had a meeting with him this week in the office. The initial discussions are taking place, and obviously, you know, being a police officer still, having public safety in our communities is paramount. But obviously we know that our prisons are over capacity. You know, we have a population of over 23,000 as of February 7th. We can house, 17,638 individuals. So there obviously is an issue there that we need to definitely look at. I'm all for any kind of reform. I'm for closing the Green Bay Correctional Institute and making these modifications and changes, but we definitely all have to come to the table and we have to have the discussion and the communication to do this successful, not just one party taking the lead and doing it all on their own. We're going to have to work bipartisan on this.
Well, help us understand here. If the Stanley Correctional Institution would move from a medium security to a high security prison, would that mean more inmates? What ripple effects would that have on the local community? Can you flesh that out for us?
Yeah, from what I'm hearing is the current population at Stanley, they would be transferred out whether to another medium or even minimum, depending on how close they are to getting out. From what I understand, the majority would be transferred to Waupun, and then the transition from a medium security into a maximum would take place. And then eventually we could even flex it into a medium custody institution as well. So I think there's some opportunity. I know that Stanley also has the capability and ability to potentially grow with the land that they have as well. So I think, you know, keeping all options open and, you know, having the discussions is extremely important to be done.
We are talking with State Senator Jesse James there. Representative Dean Coffert is with us. Two lawmakers involved in efforts to related to corrections committee work there as we discuss proposals for overhauling Wisconsin's prison system. Representative Coffert, you've expressed concerns over the governor's proposed expansion of the earned release program where nonviolent offenders who are near the end of their sentence, they secure their release after completing substance abuse treatment. What concerns do you have?
Well, you know, we're hearing that some inmates don't have access to substance use treatment at this time. So, you know, we've got to expand access to that. We got to bolster workforce training to get people ready to go back into the community. You know, there's nonviolent and non-assaultive people probably who've been convicted of those types of offenses in there. But, you know, are there the numbers that the governor is talking about? I mean, it appears, and he hasn't given us much, you know, detail information yet. You know, how many people are we talking about? Is this a few hundred? In order to make the pieces of the puzzle fit, it appears that, you know, they're going to have to let 1,000 people, you know, get early release or whatever. That's the initial thought that we have. So we just want to make sure that the community stays safe, that, you know, recidivism is kept to a minimum. We don't want to put people that aren't ready for early release, you know, out there. And you know, the public safety is of the utmost importance. But, you know, I was in the legislature when we housed prisoners in Oklahoma and Texarkana and, you know, Oklahoma down south. And so I've seen this story before, and there's a way to do it, but the governor's got to include us. We got to sit down at the table and we got to work in a bipartisan way. This is, you know, the good news is this isn't probably a partisan issue. It's an awful lot of money, but it's probably money that we gotta spend. The last budget, the legislature did a good job of creating additional dollars so that staff is paid adequately, and the vacancy rates are down. So we're working on that program, that problem. But, you know, this is the next set of things that have to fall into place. And, you know, there's a lot of money going into this plan, and there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle.
You mentioned compensation there. I want to turn to State Senator James. You've talked about the compensation of prison officers. Should an aspect of a prison overhaul package address pay for corrections workers or explore other measures to address low staffing issues?
Well, I think we Republicans last budget invested a lot of money into the pay for our corrections officers. That was a huge issue previously coming up through the years. And what we did, the huge investment that we made, I'm not hearing the complaints of a shortage a staffing shortage or anything like that. I'm not hearing any complaints about the pay that they're getting right now. A lot of the workers that I've talked to in Stanley are completely happy with what we have done, getting it into the budget and taking care of them. So I don't think that that's a huge issue right now.
Okay.
I think it's more about getting the inmates taken care of, investing into MAT, medication assisted treatment, investing in mental health, so that we can set these individuals that are eligible, properly eligible to be released, to become contributing members of society. The schooling that's offered, those educational programs that they have at Stanley, for example, are huge, and it sets these inmates up for success when they get out. And I totally support that, and I always will.
So it sounds like you don't want to see those wait lists for earned release participation or vocational programs.
If they're qualified individuals, and you know, it depends on their history, and if they have a violent history behind them, I think we need to do our proper assessment upon release or before they get out, to make sure that they're ready. But otherwise, I don't know what that list looks like, to be honest with you. So that's, I think, part of the conversation that needs to be had, because Representative Crawford just stated, we haven't seen the numbers or the list. So I think that that's going to have to continue to be talked about.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us on this issue. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's a great, great story.
That is State Senator Jesse James, State Senator serving a district in the northwest part of the state, and Dean Crawford, who is a state representative serving the district in the Fox Valley. We've been talking about proposed changes that Governor Evers has put forth to Wisconsin's prison system.